That well-known sigh is back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are some members of the Senate who still don't get that humans are about to roast the earth and Al Gore is frustrated.
I'm sitting here trying to think what I could do or say that might make it possible to reach out to you. And I'm serious about this.
Yes, the sigh is back. Because Senator James Inhofe just does not get it.
Senator Gore,
if I could just...
Well, you can't.
If you could allow... You've asked the senator an important question. He's answering it. Give
him
a minute or so.
If you could stop the clock during this time, that
No, I'm not going to stop the clock. He has a minute to answer.
But even Chairman Barbara Boxer came to realize that one extra minute wouldn't do. These issues can't be explained in sound bites. They require sound chunks.
If I could just...
I can respond to what you said.
Complete my response.
Well, you've already done it.
Senator, I will stop the clock and allow Senator Gore to complete.
But pretty soon, Republicans seemed genuinely concerned that Gore wasn't just after the carbon dioxide. He was determined to suck all the air out of the room.
Why don't we do this? At the end, you can have as much time as you want.
You're not making the rules. You used to when you did this. You don't do this anymore. Elections have consequences.
Yes, they do. And one of the biggest consequences is that Republicans can no longer cut off Al Gore. Although at one point...
Senator Gore, I'll give you 60 seconds to address
the issue. I'll respond further for the record, Madam Chair.
No, I would like...
Even Democrat Boxer had to cue the orchestra. Now this. This is Dave Ross. On the web at DaveRoss.com.